Country 93.5. Need to know.
7 degrees, feeling like 2. What? At Young and St. Clair, it is 6:01. Good morning. Rain on and off all day and a high of 11. Pretty much the same thing for the next couple of days. If you need something to look forward to, Sunday and Monday look pretty nice. Sunny and 18, but until then, we got this. Canada Post has made a new offer to their workers' union, and they want an answer today. Canada Post saying the new offer addresses several concerns, including a wage increase of 13.59% over 4 years. The union says Canada Post wants to change some hard-fought collective agreements, with a key sticking point being a proposal to add part-time workers that would allow for 7-day-a-week delivery. The new offer comes just days after the union issued a strike notice that could see workers back on picket lines tomorrow. Canada Post has rejected the union's request for a 2-week pause to give them time to consider the new set of proposals. Prime Minister Mark Carney confirmed that Canada is considering joining in U.S. President Donald Trump's new Golden Dome missile defense program. Yesterday, the PM said, "We are conscious that we have an ability, if we so choose, to complete the Golden Dome with investments and partnerships. It's something that we're looking at and something that has been discussed at a high level, but not sure one negotiates on this. These are military decisions that have been taken in that context, and we will evaluate it accordingly." The New York Islanders have been granted permission to speak to Toronto Maple Leafs president Brendan Shanahan about an opening in their front office. Shanahan's been president of the Leafs since April of 2014, and his contract expires at the end of June. The Leafs have made the playoffs in 9 straight seasons under Shanahan. That's the longest active streak in the NHL. But there's that whole not getting past the second round thing that apparently people aren't happy with. Edmonton and Dallas started the Western Conference Finals last night. The Stars, with a 5-goal explosion in the third period, took game 1 6-3. Game 2 tomorrow night in Dallas. Tonight it's game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final between Florida and Carolina. Florida leads that series 1-0. Toronto-born, Hamilton-raised Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is the NBA's MVP. He was the best player on the team with the best record of the year, and he also won the scoring title. Tough to make a case against him. It ultimately was a 2-person race. Shea got 71 first-place votes and 29 second-place votes. Denver's Nikola Jokic got the other 29 first-place votes and the other 71 second-place votes. Shea is the second Canadian to win MVP. Steve Nash won it twice. Shea said, "Steve Nash set the foundation. He was the first Canadian basketball player I knew of. And without seeing guys go to the NBA from Canada, it wouldn't have been as much of a dream as it was for us as kids growing up." So to be in a conversation with a guy like that and what he has meant to not only basketball, but to the country of Canada, it is special. It's now 7 straight years that a player born outside of the U.S. has won MVP, by the way, the longest streak in the history of the NBA. You can see the man at work tonight. Shea and his Oklahoma City Thunder currently leading the Western Conference Finals 1-0 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Game 2 in Oklahoma tonight. Tip off after 8:30. A crazy one in the association last night. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final between Indiana and New York. The Pacers beating the Knicks 138-135 in overtime. Game 2 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. And a crazy thing happened at Sky Dome last night. The Jays beat the San Diego Padres. But they didn't just beat the Padres. The Jays beat the Padres like all of the Padres insulted all of the Jays' Madres. The Jays won 14-0. A 5-run 7th inning and a 7-run 8th inning. 2 back-to-back wins now against San Diego. The first 2 shutouts of the year for Toronto. The final game of the series against San Diego goes this afternoon. First pitch, 1:07.
The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country 93.5.
Some James Barker Band and Sam Hunt on the way for you this morning. This track was number 1 on the countdown last weekend. It's John Morgan and Jason Aldean. Friends Like That, New Country, 93.5.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. I ain't missing you like crazy, keeping better company lately. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you? Friends like that.
all right, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
Number one on the countdown last weekend, John Morgan, Jason Aldean, Friends Like That, New Country 93.5, 6:07 on your meh Thursday morning. Weather's crazy. It's usually 20 degrees this time. That's the seasonal high right now. We're dealing with rain all week. Do not wash the car. Sam Hunt, five-time Grammy-nominated, diamond-selling, award-winning Sam Hunt, coming to the area playing Boots and Hearts Saturday, August 9th. Here he is talking about his song, Kinfolks.
Kinfolks was just a title I had that I wanted to write, and I couldn't figure out how to write it. And so I think I was writing with my producer, who's produced all the stuff so far, Zach Crowell, Josh Osborne, and Jerry Flowers. And Jerry's so good musically, he'll just start playing a riff on the guitar, which is what happened with this song. He was playing a riff, and Josh and I were talking about this concept, Kinfolks, and I said, how do you think we should write this? And he was like, well, what if you wrote it like, you know, I want to introduce you to my kinfolks. And I was like, yeah, that's, I like that. And he started singing that chorus, and then we kind of just started finishing each other's sentences, and those lyrics just kind of started falling out. As we had that chorus, I just took it back home like I usually do with those verses and just started mapping out just the language and those verses and plugged in some lyrics. So I just tweaked those verses a lot, and we'd get back together and kind of mess with it a little bit. And for the most part, it came together pretty easily.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, no, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road.
Your home for new country.
This is my country station.
93.5.
Some cash in my pocket, we could hit the town and drop it. Girl, here comes another Friday night. There's a bar in every block and it's only 10 o'clock. Yeah, they're lining up to get inside. Baby, we could go out, we could take it downtown. Cover bands and day crowds, or how about we get back to basics. Cut your friends a rain check, getting complicated. Now let's keep it simple, here at the house. Dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink it slow. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to go. Yeah, TV's on, nobody's watching. Lights low, phone's off, girl, we can strip it down a little. Let's keep it simple. Yeah, let's keep it simple. Lay it back for some California red. Yeah, I bet you will make out alright. Lose the dress and the heels. Got a t-shirt you can steal, girl. You can pull it off tonight. Baby, we could go out. We could take it downtown. Buy a drink and stand around. Or how about we go big and stay home? You and me just no show. Keep it on the down low. Yeah, let's keep. Some California red, yeah, I bet you will make out alright. Yeah, let's keep it simple, here at the house. Dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink it slow. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to go. Yeah, TV's on, nobody's watching. Lights on, phone's off.
One minute, you're listening to your favorite country songs on New Country 93.5, and then, yeah, you're up $500.
Oh my God. Oh my
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.
No skill testing questions or anything. We're just going to give you $500 for listening.
The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is making friends and showering cash all over the GTA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I will never get tired of people mooing at me.
Where and when she'll pop up next is utterly unpredictable. But if you want a clue, swing by newcountry935.com right now. The Interrupting Cash Cow, making friends with moolah since, now. We're New Country 93.5.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get the green port today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, can we talk? It's me, your top drawer here. What is this? Is this bra from the 90s? Did your mom lend you this? It's time you freshened me up with the perfect bra from My Top Drawer. They fit sizes AA to O. You'll feel supported and actually comfortable. And your clothes are going to fit better. Just, you know, ask the closet. I will be the happiest top drawer in the house.
My Top Drawer, Burlington, London, Niagara Falls, Simcoe, and Toronto, or mytopdrawer.com.
Hosting weather starts at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, get boneless, skinless chicken breast for only $4.66 a pound. Serve up delicious poultry from Canada and bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See Fly for details.
$1,000. You will also learn how important investment real estate could be to your financial future. To register, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment simple.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Driven by Oakville Nissan, home of the lifetime free oil changes. Visit them at 2316 South Service Road West and OakvilleNissan.com.
Well, once again, rain in the mix of your drive if you are heading out. It's going to be a slow one today. We've got some high winds. We still have scattered showers. We also have a lot of spray up on those roadways, so giving yourself extra time wherever you are. The good news, major roads are currently collision-free. The bad news in town, couple of issues to watch for. College at Lansdowne, problem to work around in Brampton. South on Finch closure at Steeles. If you're heading along that stretch, once again, something to plan around. Want a home that reflects you? Pella offers more styles than ever before. Proudly in Canada for over 50 years. Visit Pella.com and bring your home vision to life. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thank you, Lisa. Lots of great music coming your way this morning on New Country. The collab from Dallas Smith and Alexander Kay is around the corner. Kenny Chesney's up next. Right now, Nate Smith, World on Fire. New Country, 93.5.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right.
Smith, World on Fire, New Country 93.5, 622 on your Thursday morning. Tonight in Las Vegas, Kenny Chesney, begins his 15-date residency at The Sphere, the first country artist to headline The Sphere. Kenny's pretty stoked to be there, and he's pretty excited about the technology. He said, you can't truly imagine it. When people say you have to experience it to really understand, they're not kidding. Even with all the simulators, the special editing facilities, the way we've approached rehearsals, it wasn't until we got inside the sphere that me, the band, the crew, and all our road family truly got it. It's a whole other world. I can't wait for the people who love this music so intensely to experience this. I think they did. They obviously shot a whole bunch of stuff specifically for this mini 15-date residency that begins tonight. He says, it's so much more than just seeing a concert. Keeping the focus on these songs, it made us really creative. Some of what we shot, the way the sound is being sculpted, we're taking these songs deeper into what they can be. And when we got on stage to start rehearsing, everybody was blown away by how much more every single song seemed to mean. Yeah, 13 dates beginning tonight in Las Vegas. People are suggesting that maybe Megan Maroney might be hanging around the Vegas area to get in there and perform on stage their new song together. In any case, this will be a part of the set list, no doubt. Here's Kenny and Don't Happen Twice. New Country, 93.5.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Maybe we shone every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love. First time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you lie. I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Man, we shone every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Just don't happen twice. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something. Just don't happen twice.
Twang of a steel guitar, the boot stomp and drum beat. This is New Country.
Taste tequila. Baby, I still see you. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on.
Toronto's home for country. New Country, 93.5.
Sleep, or does it take you a minute? If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern drawl? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom. And I know that it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, yeah. Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine?
Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine like I do this whiskey? How do you miss me? Girl, are you dying? Ask how I've been. Type out a text, but you don't hit send. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how. How do you miss me? Yeah. Behind your glass of wine like I do this whiskey. How do you miss me? Girl, are you dying? Ask how I'm doing. Talk about a text, but you don't hit me. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how. How do you miss me? Yeah. Baby, how do you miss me?
Country. On radio now. 93.5. The Paul McGuire Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com. Monte Carlo, your home away from home.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
439-0-0-0-Pizza-Nova. It's that Samara Pizza for Kids Month. Join us in helping kids like Giorgio by adding a dip with your pizza in support of Variety, the Children's Charity of Ontario.
Pizzies hands pump every dip will help kids like me stay active. I dip, you dip, let's all dip for Variety.
Ciao, I'm Dominic Fimucci inviting you to help make a difference.
439-0-0-0-Pizza-Nova. Jackpot City is the home of all things casino. There's just one house rule: to create the perfect online casino for you. We've built a world-class lineup of classic casino games, such as roulette and blackjack, and crafted a virtual range of the best slots, including Atlantean treasures. Everything's online. Everything's ready. Everything's for you. So whenever you're feeling playful, head to Jackpot City, and you'll be endlessly entertained. Jackpot City. Casino games perfectly made for you.
Must be 19 plus. Ontario residents only. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Visit ConnectsOntario.ca.
Are you a grassroots organization dedicated to helping the indigent and those with mental health challenges? Established in 2015, the Omanco Charitable Foundation provides funding to registered charities in Southern Ontario struggling to find support and who do not receive material assistance from government or large entities. If your charity needs a helping hand, see if the Omanco Charitable Foundation can assist. Visit omanco.ca/foundation to learn more and to apply. Together, we can create a better tomorrow for those in need. Proudly supported by New Country 93.5's One Toronto.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
New problems in Mississauga. The westbound 401 Express past Dixie. We've got a crash cleanup, a right lane blocked. If you're heading along that stretch, keep it in mind. Roads are wet. You want to give yourself extra time wherever you are this morning. Again, impacting the commute for sure. The westbound 401 delays at Whitby and Ajax. Also, slowdowns past Nielsen through the DVP and on toward Bathurst. We're looking at DVP and Gardner delays traveling into the downtown. And south on Finch closure at Steeles Finch. South of Steeles also closed if you're heading along that stretch. Something to plan around. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real-life counsel. Visit trlaw.com. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Thank you, Lisa. Some music from Blake Shelton and Morgan Wallen coming up. Right now, it's Maren Morris testifying. This is My Church on New Country 93.5.
I've cursed on a Sunday. I've cheated and I've lied. I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive. Roll the windows down and turn up the dial.
My Church, New Country 93.5. I must admit, I don't think I've ever done a Kim Kardashian news story before, but this seems like it's worthy of mentioning. Kim is one step closer to becoming a lawyer. Yeah, she just completed her law program after 6 years. Yesterday, her sister Chloe posted a series of Instagram stories of her sister's private backyard graduation ceremony, where two of her mentors spoke about Kim Kardashian's achievements over the last 6 years. It's pretty impressive.
It's an absolute honor to stand here today, not just as mentors, but as witnesses to one of the most inspiring legal journeys we've ever seen. Woo! 6 years ago, Kim Kardashian walked into this program with nothing but a fierce desire to fight for justice. No law school lectures, no ivory tower shortcuts, just determination. Over the course of this program, Kim has dedicated 18 hours a week, 48 weeks a year, for six straight years. That's a total of 5,184 hours of legal study.
Okay, good for her. And I know a lot of people work hard, so yada yada. Yeah, great. I know a lot of, like, there are kids out there who are in school right now working their tails off. So great, good for you. You've done it. You're wealthy and you've already. But still pretty cool that she's doing that. Kim didn't go the traditional law school route. In California, a person can become a lawyer by completing a four-year law office study program. So she's done it in 6 years while doing all of the other stuff that she's doing. Granted, she is very, very busy. She will still have to pass the bar exam to practice law in the state of California. But you know who her dad was, right? Her dad, Robert Kardashian, defended OJ. Maybe now, Kim, if she's on the hunt for justice, she can go and find the real killers. Maybe that's what she can do. How about that? It all makes sense. Full circle. Here's Morgan Wallen in earnest.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all don't live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up cranks, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a mother. Giddy up, brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirl. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Wire Show on Toronto's New Country 93.5.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen. Since she disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go if she ain't with me out here in Tennessee. Georgia at her mama's
She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Toronto's new country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Come on, it's time to play. From hundreds of slots.
Come on.
To betting on the biggest games in sports.
Come on.
To all your favorite casino games.
Come on.
We are shouting come on at comeon.com, Ontario's online casino and sportsbook. From live tables to your favorite sporting events and exclusive slots, it's waiting for you at comeon.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Game on. Play on. Come on.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. For years, I've talked to you often about every new advancement Herzig has introduced in vision correction technology. But I promise you that technology alone will never, I repeat, never take the place of the care and personal attention we give each and every patient. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Served by Red Lobster's Happy Hour. Enjoy great specials Monday to Friday, 3 to 6. Sip, snack, and celebrate at Red Lobster.
The Westbound 401 Express past Dixie. We've got a crash cleanup in the right lane. If you're heading along that stretch, keep it in mind. And keeping in mind, the weather is going to impact the drive. We've got some rain still in the mix. Again, spray up on those highways, high winds. Definitely still something to factor into your day. Again, continuing along the Don Valley and the Gardner Expressway. A problem for go. Brampton Travelers, south on Finch closure at Steeles for pothole repair work. Finch south of Steeles also shut down. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thank you, Lisa. Some Riley Green coming up for you. This guy will be at Boots and Hearts this summer. Here is Owen Riegling and Old Dirt Roads, New Country, 93.5.
I grew up wild and I grew up true, a town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. Corner bar, playing for keys with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. La-da-da.
Owen Riegling, Old Dirt Roads, New Country 93.5. I don't normally pay too much attention to the hair on the dudes in the world of country music. Morgan Wallen, when he cut the mullet, it's all longish, longer, nah, whatever. It's kind of normalized now in all of its length. There doesn't seem to be like a dramatic projection of hair from the back anymore. It's a little bit more evened out. But when Morgan cut his mullet, that was big news. This is the biggest news since Morgan cut his mullet as far as hair and country music goes. Riley Green shaved his stash. It's gone. He just posted a photo on the socials saying, never let them know your next move. And then added the hashtag, she's gone, to the bottom of the picture, with the she being the stash. I honestly, kind of like, he's had this stash for a while now, so a little bit unrecognizable. It's amazing how much facial hair can change in appearance, much less hipster now. People were pretty excited. Ella Langley was taking credit for Riley's mustache. She said that he wasn't allowed to shave it off when they were shooting the video for their song, You Look Like You Love Me. So he's had it since then, and now it's gonzo. Anyway, there's your Riley Green facial hair update. Here's Riley and Worst Way, New Country 93.5.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Like to call it the sound of the race to summer. Giddy up, new country.
Country 93.5. Need to know.
7 degrees, feeling like 2 at Young and St. Clair. It is 7 o'clock. Good morning. Rain on and off all day. A high of 11. Pretty much the same thing for the next couple of days. Sorry. If you need something to look forward to, Sunday and Monday look nice. Sunny and 18. But until then, we got this. Meh. Canada Post has made a new offer to their workers' union, and they want an answer today. Canada Post says the new offer addresses several concerns, pardon me, including a wage increase of 13.59%. 5.9% over 4 years. The union says Canada Post wants to change some hard-fought collective agreements, with a key sticking point being a proposal to add part-time workers that would allow for 7-day-a-week delivery. The new offer comes just days after the union issued a strike notice that could see workers back on picket lines tomorrow. Canada Post has rejected the union's request for a 2-week pause to give them time to consider the new set of proposals. Prime Minister Mark Carney confirmed that Canada is indeed considering joining in U.S. President Donald Trump's new Golden Dome missile defense program. Yesterday, the PM said, "We are conscious that we have an ability, if we so choose, to complete the Golden Dome with investments and partnerships. It's something we're looking into, but I'm not sure one negotiates on this. These are military decisions that have been taken in that context, and we will evaluate it accordingly." The New York Islanders have been granted permission to speak to Toronto Maple Leafs president Brendan Shanahan about an opening in their front office. Shanahan has been president of the Leafs since April of 2014, and his contract expires at the end of June. The Leafs have made the playoffs in 9 straight seasons under Shanahan. That's the longest active streak in the NHL, but there's that whole not getting past the second round thing that apparently people are having an issue with. Edmonton and Dallas started the Western Conference Finals last night. The Stars with a 5-goal explosion in the third period. They took Game 1 6-3. Game 2 tomorrow night in Dallas. Tonight it's Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final between Florida. Remember them and Carolina. Florida leads that series 1-0. Toronto-born, Hamilton-raised Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is the NBA's MVP. He was the best player on the team with the best record of the year, and he also won the scoring title. Tough to make a case against him. It ultimately was a 2-person race. Shea got 71 first-place votes and 29 second-place votes. Denver's Nikola Jokic got the other 29 first-place votes and the other 71 second-place votes. Shea is the second Canadian to win MVP. Steve Nash won it twice. You can see Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at work tonight. He and his Oklahoma City Thunder currently leading the Western Conference Finals 1-0 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Game 2 in Oklahoma tonight, tip-off after 8:30. A wild one in the association last night. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final between Indiana and New York. The Pacers beating the Knicks 138-135 in overtime. Game 2 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. And a crazy thing happened at Sky Dome last night. The Jays beat the San Diego Padres, but they didn't just beat the Padres. The Jays beat the Padres like all of the Padres insulted all of the Jays Madres. The Jays won 14-0, a 5-run seventh inning and a 7-run eighth inning. 2 back-to-back wins now against San Diego, the first 2 shutouts of the year for Toronto. The final game of the series against San Diego goes this afternoon. First pitch, 107.
When country music stars get together, they talk about the time they met him. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Some Bailey Zimmerman, Jordan Davis, hotness from the James Barker Band, and Thelma and James on the way. Here's Tim McGraw in Something Like That. New Country, 93.5.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
killing me in that miniskirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget something like that. Feeling pain, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Tim McGraw, something like that. New Country 93.5, 7:06 on your Thursday morning. Paul with you. I just poured my first cup of tea of the morning. It is that kind of morning. My goodness. 7 degrees feeling like January. I mean, it's actually feeling like 2 degrees out there. Bundle up. Hashtag social media is stupid, right? Yeah, that's not actually a hashtag. Should be. A lot of ridiculous shoe trends, and social media seems to just amplify all of these things. A lot of stupid trends on social media and things that happen just because of social media. I give you Tide Pods. But a lot of crazy shoe trends. Crocs. Uggs. I know. Comfortable. Hideous. Birkenstocks, I don't know if they're comfortable. I've never tried a pair. They are hideous. Due respect to the company. If you'd like to be a sponsor, give us a shout. And I'm sure they're good for your feet as well. But sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, ew, gross. There's a new trend, though, which is just, it's just insane. People are wearing soccer cleats. I guess they could be baseball cleats or whatever, but soccer cleats when not playing soccer, just in everyday life. People have them on just to run errands. And by people, I mean, it's mostly young men. Seems like mostly young men who are doing this. It's become a viral sensation with the hashtag boots only summer. Apparently, that's turned them into a fashion statement. GQ's done an article on this. The New York Post has done an article. Is it practical? No. Wearing studded boots on asphalt, concrete. How about tiled floor that's got a little moisture on it? You're going to go arse over tea kettle. Yeah. Pretty uncomfortable. You're going to wear down those. The click clacking. Can you imagine all of that stuff? Hard surfaces are going to wear those spikes down faster. Doesn't seem to bother any of the people who are enjoying their time wearing cleats. Totally. I mean, look, if it snows again, which is not good. Hey, it feels like it's 2 degrees outside right now. Maybe they come in a little bit. They come in handy. But can you just imagine one of these morons wearing the cleats out there on an escalator getting stuck? See how viral that goes. Here's Thelma and James. Happy Ever After You, New Country.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke them now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest of yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind to probably more to cover up this old tattoo.
I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it.